Good day. Welcome to a Durban Christian Centre South Ministry message. Durban Christian Centre was established by Dr. Fred and Nellie Roberts as a house of prayer for all nations and truly is a place where miracles happen. Our focus is to win the lost and to make disciples of all nations. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Krobler.
Hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning? Look at your neighbor, say, my, 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 but you already look better this morning. Hallelujah. The presence of God makes us beautiful. Amen. The wonderful thing. Now take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6. 2 Samuel, chapter 6. And we're going to read from verse 1. I've entitled the message this morning, Reverence and Worship. We've been looking at praise, we've been looking at worship. And preparing our hearts, and worship is a very important subject in the kingdom of God, because God seeks those who will worship Him. Amen. Worship is crucial. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we bless You for Your holy written word, spoken and breathed on by Your Holy Spirit today. We thank You that You'll bring this word to life, that Your word will be manna to us. And Lord, we thank You that man does not live by bread alone, but the word that proceeds from our mighty Father. Come and anoint Your mighty word, Father, and transform us to be doers of this word. We thank You that by the entrance of the word, we have power to be doers. We have power to live this word and experience, Lord, the very efficacy of it. I bless You, Lord, for Your hand on this sermon in Jesus' name. Everybody said hallelujah. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Are you there? Verse 1. And David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. And so they set the Ark of God in a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. And then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord, all kinds of instruments of fir wood, harps, stringed instruments, tambourines, and citrams, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nashon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen had stumbled. And then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. Verse 9, David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not move the ark of the Lord with him into the city of David, but David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all of his household. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. And so David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And so it was, when those bearing the ark of God had gone 6 paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. And then David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod. And so David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting under the sound of the trumpet. Hallelujah. God in his word here reveals to us the truth is that we should never become familiar with the presence of God. God is holy. He is worthy of honor, reverence. He's worthy to be respected and feared. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him. In other words, when you have fear of God, He will share His secrets with you. It is important that we have a healthy respect. We live in a society that is devoid of respect. We live in a society where dignity is void, where people treat those who are worthy of dignity with disrespect and dishonor them, treats it as common. And let me tell you, disrespect is a sinful attitude. It's a terrible attitude. I don't know about you, but recently in the news, I was very dismayed and disgusted to see a student strike out at the chancellor of his university and strike him with the fist. And I thought, how disrespectful. How terrible. We need respect in our society. And this attitude sometimes gets carried over into the church. And you and I need to realize that God is worthy of all reverence. He is to be feared. Amen. And it's important that we teach respect and dignity and honor to our children. I'll never forget when Justin was young, one of his little friends came to play. And they were playing there, and the little friend said to me, "Hey, Johnny." I said, "Who's your Johnny?" Listen, you can only receive from what you honor and respect. What you disrespect will eventually reject you. What you disrespect will pass you by, and you will not be able to receive the value of it in your life because you cannot see it for what it is. Somebody say amen. Respect causes us to appreciate, to know, to value, and to receive from and treat with honor what we have. When a husband and wife treat each other with respect and with dignity, their homes will be filled with blessing. Amen. But when people disrespect one another, the home is broken down. I want to say it again. Disrespect is a sinful, satanic attitude that should be rejected by the church. Amen. We see how important it is that we respect and honor by the story of Jesus and the centurion. In Matthew 8, we read how a centurion's little daughter was sick. And he sent a servant to plead with him and say, "Lord, please come. My servant is lying at home, dreadfully tormented and sick." And Jesus immediately says, "I will come." But the centurion servant answers and says, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my door, under my roof." He said, "I'm a man of authority." He said, "I say to my servant, go, and he goes. So that one come and he comes." He says, "I know that you're a man of authority. Just speak the word and it will be sufficient." And Jesus takes a step back and said, "This man, I've never found such faith, not even in all of Israel, because this man honored and respected the word of Jesus." Jesus was in the midst of Pharisees and scribes and a lot of people that were arguing with him. No matter what he said, they had argument. They were disdaining him. They didn't take what he said seriously. But here's a man in the very midst of it that respects and honors his word so much, said, "Jesus, just speak the word." And Jesus said, "I've not seen such faith." And Jesus releases the word. And the man that had respect and honor for the word of Jesus received a miracle. Hallelujah. And the others that were around, right there in his meeting, received nothing because of a terrible attitude of disrespect and familiarity. When we come into the presence of God, we can't just saunter in when we feel like it. You can't just come and do what you want to do. No, the Bible says you enter his gates with thanksgiving. You enter his courts with praise. You prepare yourself and you get ready before you even come to service with the offering that you're going to bring to your God. Hallelujah. That's why we dress properly when we come to church. Come on now. You know, living in a society where people are well dressed down to go to church. If they go see their boss, three-piece suit. Shoes are shining. Their hair's got Brill cream. that half the perfume bottle is sprayed out. Because they're presenting themselves to somebody who represents mammon. But when they come to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, they think it can put slops on and say, hey, China. An attitude of disrespect will get you nowhere in the kingdom. That's why we dress fine. You say, well, must I dress? No, you don't have to dress in three-piece suit, but dress your best. Amen. Come on now. Put the makeup on, man. Hallelujah. Be your best. And here's the man. Because he honored the word in the midst of a disrespectful people, he receives a miracle. And you and I need to realize today that we need to honor the things of God. And here's Uzzah. And the Bible says they put the ark on, they put the ark of the covenant on a cart. And Uzzah reaches out because the oxen stumble and he tries to stabilize the cart, thinking it's just a piece of merchandise like any other. And God strikes him dead on the spot. And he dies there before God. And suddenly there's great fear that comes. You see, they thought the ark is just like a common thing to be transported. What's the easiest way for getting it from A to B? Put it on a horse cart. It's a piece of merchandise. Just put it on the horse cart. Let the cattle draw and play some music in front of it. Put a CD on. And there they go. But they forgot who it is that is represented. Verse 2 says, it was called by the name of the Lord of hosts who dwells between the cherubim. They forgot they're busy dealing with the holy things. You see, he is not here for your entertainment. God is not here to be your servant. We are here to worship him. We are privileged to come into his presence. Amen. So they just put on a cart. You can't transport God around like some piece of furniture. To come here, do this for me, do that for me. He is to be reverenced and honored. He is to be respected. Amen. We are humbled that he would even condescend to come to us. Hallelujah. And you can see the attitude of the people around there, but David's attitude. When Uzzah gets struck dead, the Bible says David got angry. In other words, why? Why do you strike him dead, God? Don't you know we're doing you a favor by bringing your ark into our place? How can you strike this man dead? We're doing all this for you, by the way. But God taught him something. Taught him reverence. And the next thing the Bible says, David feared. And when he feared, he said, I can't just bring this ark up any way I can. I want. He left it in Obed-Edom's house. Now, we know that Obed-Edom was a Levite. He was the Levitical order. And so they could leave the ark there. And God blessed him because he honored the ark. Amen. Treated it well. And then later on, David said, okay, now I'll bring the ark. And he prepares himself and he realizes that I'm dealing with God Almighty here. Amen. Listen, when you come into service, you're not dealing with a worship team. You're dealing with him. Amen. And he says, listen, I can't just do that. You see, they just put it on a cattle cart. But God had said that my ark shall be borne by the priests. On their shoulders. Because the ministry is carried by the priesthood. Hallelujah. And so they take that rod and they push it through the eyes of the ark. And they lift it up and the priests stand up. And the priests are on divine order with the ephods on. Hallelujah. They had cleansed themselves. They had prepared themselves for this holy moment. And with reverence. They start out, and now there's praise and worship and singing and dancing, not just playing a CD anymore. The Bible says, and as they start going, they're worshiping, and David's dancing before the Lord with all his might, and they're singing praises to God. And they're carrying the ark, and they take 6 steps. And after 6 steps, they stop. And for the 7th step, they offer sacrifices of oxen and sacrifices of sheep before God. And they honor him. And then they take up the ark again. And they take another 6 steps, praising and worshiping and dancing and glorifying God. And then they put the ark down and they offer another sacrifice before God again, because they realize it's God's presence. Hallelujah. You see, that's why today you and I got 6 days. We walked 6 days carrying the ark. And on the 7th day, we put it down, because we realize we're dealing with the Holy God, that we're carrying in our presence. And we come together on a Sunday and we offer worship and glorify him and sacrifices, because he's our God who is in the midst of us, who is holy. And then we take him up again and we carry him for 6 days. And then we come again on the 7th day, because he said, do not take me up there lest you go with me, O God. Hallelujah. We don't say, well, let the TV carry the presence. Let a TV show, let a podcast bring me the word. No. We carry him 6 days, and on the 7th we worship, because we realize he is a holy God, and these are holy things that we're busy dealing with. And listen, the more you honor and respect him, the more your eyes will be opened. Hallelujah. And the more you realize who you're dealing with, the more he will manifest himself in your presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have an awesome God, a mighty God, hallelujah, that needs to be honored and reverenced. And so in Uzzah, we learn something. Never become familiar with God's presence. Hallelujah. Never become familiar. When we come before our God, we lift holy hands in reverence. We lift our voices, hallelujah, in adoration. We bow before him. Amen. We yield obeisance to him. And we say, you alone are worthy, Almighty God. And we honor and we cherish every word that flows from the lips of our Father. And we walk in his presence with reverence. Hallelujah. Saints, we need to learn to worship him. You get as much out of the service as you put into it. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, that's therefore many among you are sickly and have even died before your time, because you did not discern the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's a big God. He's worthy of our worship, saints. You can't just come into his presence and do anything like you want. Hallelujah. There needs to be honor. To serve God is a fearful thing. To be in leadership in the church is a high honor. That requires something from you. If you're going to want to live a sinful life, please leave the church. At least honor God and step out of leadership. In church, in leadership, and you think it's okay to jump into bed with other people. Listen to me. We serve a holy God, worthy of the honor and the glory. Listen, when people walk into this church, they need to know there's a God. Hallelujah. Who is holy and awesome. We worship Him with everything we have. And in our homes, we set up a temple for our God. We set up an ark for the God of all gods. Hallelujah. And we set a holy presence. Amen. In my house, there's no ashtrays. From the day I was born again, no ashtray in my house. I won't have idols in my home. Hello. So where will I smoke? Not in my house. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to set the standard. Worship a holy living God. Amen. And the Bible says the King of Glory will come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we do so, the presence and the glory and the power of God is about to be made manifest in Wentworth. And the Holy God will reveal Himself to His people. Amen. And so we come before Him with a worship. The Bible says, give Him the glory due His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And as we get ready today, I want to ask you, as you go into this week, carry the covenant. Be the priest. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord with all that you have. Carry Him on your shoulders. Amen. Don't leave Him at home. Some people carry Him on Facebook, but not on their own shoulders. And I tell you, when you carry Him on your shoulders and you come to the River Jordan and you have the covenant with you and your feet touches the waters, they will open before you. And you'll walk on dry ground in the midst of a river, hallelujah. And God Himself will manifest His glory. I believe it's time for the church to experience Old Testament type miracles. Clouds by day, a fire by night, the glory of God resting on His people. We need to realize who we are busy with, saints. Somebody say amen. And so Jesus said in Mark 7, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain they worship me. In other words, the worship is useless, good for nothing, only to be rejected and treated with contempt. In vain. But worship comes from the heart. Look, listen, you can worship God imperfectly. You can. Because none of us are perfect. But you cannot worship Him insincerely. Because it comes from everything from within you. Hallelujah. Come on now. I have some days when I don't feel like praising Him. Come on now. Some of you have those days. I know none of you wonderful people. I wake up one morning, I just don't feel like it. But you know what? On those days, I realize that my emotions don't tell me how to worship God. It's not about how you feel. It's about what He commanded. Amen. And I learned something, that my emotions are my servants, not my master. So if I don't feel like it, I clap my hands even more. And I dance even harder. Do you want to know when Pastor Johnny doesn't feel like it? When I'm really dancing. When I'm really clapping. When I'm really shouting and singing. Because I will teach my emotions to follow the commandments of the Lord. And within a little while of praising and dancing and shouting, your emotions come online. And then you've taught them something. Hallelujah. And so I come into His presence with everything I have. Amen. My hand shouldn't rest on the armrest in front of me in time of worship. They should be lifted in reverence. Lifting holy hands. Hallelujah. It's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that we serve with everything we have. Sundays belong to God. One day a week, the seventh day, is His day. Hallelujah. Come rain or shine, come hail or snow. They say the hail was so deep in Bloemfontein this last week, it was right halfway on the cars. Come hail or snow, come public holiday. Or Solly Kramer's giving away free beers day. Or Manchester's playing Liverpool day. Well, now it's getting a bit close. Sorry, I repent. Yeah. I will be in the presence. I'll put down that ark on the seventh day and I'll worship him. And I'll keep his presence. Hallelujah. Like Moses said, take not thy holy presence from me. It's what it's all about, saints. Hallelujah. And we give him the glory and the honor and the praise that is due to his holy name. May today be a day in which we worship our God. Hallelujah. Carry his presence in this week and reverence him with everything we have. May God give us discernment to discern every attitude that is not godly, every thought that is disrespectful, and pull it down and put it in its place. Listen, when those people went to worship Jesus, they saw the star from afar and they came to worship him. It was not easy. They traveled hundreds and hundreds of miles by camel through all kinds of bad situations to get to him. It's not always easy to come and worship. And guess where the devil's waiting for you to come to worship? He hasn't caught you at home. He's waiting right by the gate. He hasn't caught you by the gate. You're catching by somebody else sitting in the congregation in your seat. Or somebody gives you that look as you greet them. I've determined nothing will stop me from worshiping and praising my God. Hallelujah. I will give him the glory due to his holy name. And I'll worship in his holy temple. Hallelujah. And he will show himself mighty on behalf of those who love him. Come on, just close your eyes. Father, we bless you. We thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your presence and your power. Thank you for the honor and the privilege that we have of coming into your presence, Lord, and praising and worshiping you and honoring and glorifying your holy name and hearing your holy word. We thank you that you fill us with reverence for you, Almighty God, that we can truly see you and hear you and understand you and worship you and bless your holy name. Lord, we want to be like those priests who walked 6 steps and then worshipped. Walked another 6 steps and then worshipped. Because, Lord, there's nothing more precious than your presence and your glory. Thank you for your anointing on each and every one of us here today. Lord, that this house is transformed from glory to glory to glory to glory. That your blessing rests on each and every one here today. We give you the worship, we give you the honor and the praise. You who dwell between the cherubim, holy and mighty, let your name be reverenced and honored. Lord, let our every word be measured in your presence. And let your glory be established in our homes. Even now, Father, let our homes be a place of the ark. Let our very families be the place where you are lifted up. Where your glory is made manifest. I bless you. I thank you, Father, for your mighty anointing on these lives today. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.